Yo, what's up out there? What's going on?
Yeah, how's it going out there, cave dwellers? Today we got another episode of Warped Vinyl Night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we really love this. It's going good. I know you guys love it. Today's Joe's night, so that's what I was gonna say. What are you bringing to the audience today, Joe?
Well, I don't know if they like End Time Begins, but I'm gonna keep it in that style of some heavy brutal shit. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Give it up. But anyways, if you're not into it, I'm sorry, but this is for the brutal ones out there. You may know, I'm taking it back to 2007.
2007.
Summer Slaughter, the first ever of its kind, 13 years ago.
Summer Slaughter.
Yeah.
Say that three times backwards. Summer Slaughter.
Summersaults.
Damn, I remember that shit. They had some really, really good lineups.
Hell yeah. So, of course, if you know anything about Summer Slaughter, dude, that first year it was... They had Faceless, Cephalic Carnage, Decapitated. The list goes on.
Yeah, it goes on.
Necrophagus to finish it off. So that's what we're bringing you right here. We're bringing you the Epita.
Before we put this vinyl on, I know this is like pretty obscure to you guys. A lot of people don't know Necrophagus. So tell them a little bit about Necrophagus.
So when they ask me, it's like, hey, what are some of your influences? I go, you wouldn't understand. They're too obscure for you.
Yeah.
This is probably one of them.
So
Necrophagus is actually it's a German tech death band.
Okay.
And it was fronted by lead/vocalist Muhammad Shish. I can't pronounce. I'm sorry.
Shish, my.
Something.
Yeah.
Something fucked up in German. So
didn't this guy write the whole album? Like he wrote drums, guitar, singing.
He programmed everything, and then he's like, "Here, learn this," and he gave it to his homies, and he's like, "Learn this shit, dog."
Got it. Only
they did some Hitler talk, and then they were ready to go.
Yeah, only in Germany. Only in Germany.
Hell yeah!
Like me and Joe mentioned before, that when it comes to German death metal, I don't know if you guys seen German porn, but they like to go hard and extreme. Like, there's only one way with German, and it's hard, heavy, and extreme.
We just like to go fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Send me to that.
Or is this how beef, sir?
Not yet, foo.
All right, then, guys. Well, we're just talking shenanigans.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this album. We're about to start this album. Let's hit it, Joe. Let's show it to the audience. That's the name of the song.
Damn, this one's already kicking off to a heavy start. Power riffs.
Yeah, heavy as fuck.
Okay, this is a classic. Everybody knows this one. If you're OG.
Showing those scales right there. Yes, got it. Checkmate.
There's going to be a lot of Guitar Hero moments.
Sick going up and down the fretboard right there. Up the frets, up down the frets, and up and down the strings. So if you don't know German, he's basically saying fuck your mother and fuck your dog.
No, he actually sings in English.
I know, I'm just playing. Hey, but that's a good song. Oh, what is it called? Rape Your Mother?
Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog.
Yeah, Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog.
Hey, you got your bands mixed up,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, Dying Fetus. Fucking heavy as fuck.
The solos just don't stop.
He's taking this on tour right now.
Yeah, this is what you would have seen if you would have gone to House of Blues on Sunset Boulevard.
Heavy as fuck. A sick solo.
A lot of Guitar Hero moments.
Imagine his fingertips, calluses for days. Sick. And more sickness.
Honestly, like, let's repeat this shit. What the fuck? It's been a minute since I've heard this This is honestly sick as fuck.
It's funny because, okay, different band, the whole Defeated Sanity album came out. I was like, I gotta play fucking. I was feeling that itch too, and I almost put it on. But then what did I put on? System of a Down.
What happened to you?
I didn't want to tease myself. I was just trying to wait for the new album release.
I feel you. You wanted the album in your hand to listen to it.
Yes, yes.
Understood. Hey, did he get that gong too or what?
Nah, it's just in the Matrix. It's that button now.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, if you don't know, you haven't heard the last song of Defeated Sanity's new album.
Yeah, different album, different artist, but you guys go check it out.
Hey, actually another German band, which oddly enough, the rhythm / other lead in this band originally came from Defeated Sanity and joined this band before they put out this album. True shit, Christian Munzer, something like that.
Sick.
A little bit of facts for you. A little bit of facts about this album. I'm not gonna lie. It comes in.
Is this called Stillborn?
Let's be honest, folks. There's a lot of Photoshop in music, aka Pro Tools. A lot of that shit going on. And unfortunately, I hate to burst everybody's bubble, and it kind of sucked when I found out. But they Pro Tools this album, but they were still able to pull it off live.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. In a way, like yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how were they able to pull off these such sick ass riffs? Like.
Well, like this is
like they play them slow and then they speed it up.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like this is like okay, they can do this live, no problem. But that it's the same thing like auto tune, but in the death metal scene.
Kind of.
Yeah, they just speed it up.
It's like, how is that the album? It sounds too perfect.
Well, remember when we were in high school? It's like, can you gravity blast? Yeah, I can. That's not fast enough. I can't take that ride.
Well, the one thing you can't, I guess you could do it with the drums too, but I would think that this guy, he plays his own drums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing
I think for guitars,
it's different. Like that picking, that up and down fucking method on the picking. You don't think you can play that fast?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they're able to play and pull it off live. But I'm just saying, like, I guess he's such a perfectionist that
it has
like,
to sound a certain way.
It has to sound a certain way. Yeah,
yeah. Cause honestly, like,
how long would it take him to write if they had to play everything perfectly, like each part take by take? How long would that fucking album take to fucking record? It'd be years.
Like what we said in the beginning, and especially with the Defeated Sanity album, the drummer, but this is a different case with Necrophagus or Necrophagus, wherever you're coming from. The drummer wrote everything, so maybe he can't play. He can play the drums pretty fast because that's his main instrument. But
nah,
maybe he can't
dude,
play.
These
maybe,
guys, they track live.
Maybe they can't play the guitar as fast, so they go, oh, let's speed the guitar up.
Oh, different scenario, but I get you.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, maybe I sped it up too much where I can't find someone that can play that fast. Like, look at Mortician. Mortician, their thing was, is like, oh, we're too fast and too brutal. We can't find a drummer that can play this, so let's just do fucking
a drum machine.
Yeah, a drum machine.
But it's almost like, in some way, I get where you're coming from. But like, especially with Mortician, it's like that's the part of the sound kind of like
raw and fake.
Yeah. Kind of going for that because they could easily gotten a drummer live to record their albums.
Did you see him one time with a real drummer?
Nah, but every time they play with the drummer.
Oh yeah.
And the homie tells me it's sick.
Yeah, I got fucking shit out of luck that one time. Well, we did.
Yeah.
We both went. Tried to go. He got like fucking. Wasn't he overseas and had drugs and got pulled over or something?
Nah, he got stuck in Poland. This fool fucking pulled out a knife on a dude in a taxi cab.
Oh.
Because he tried to rob him or something.
That reminds me of the one story about fucking Habib.
Hey, but you know Will fucking Rammer? He's down to stab a motherfucker.
Yeah, the homie's down to stab a motherfucker too, but he's using a butter knife. Hey, foo, you talk to me like that again, I fucking slash your face with a butter knife.
That was on cue right there.
Yeah. Track two?
3.
Yeah, now. That's track 2 over.
That's a sick ass riff. It's kind of funny. Like, I could understand why they need to record this shit so slow, because the riffs are, like,
too harder. Technical?
They're harder than the fucking solos.
Yeah, I would say so.
Dude, listen to this joint. Dude, they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It kind of sounds like they're coked out. Like, to me, I could describe Cryptopsy. To most people, it doesn't make sense, but to the majority of people, it makes sense. Like, I showed one person Cryptopsy, and they're like, this sounds like a fucking mess. Yeah, but it's a fucking train wreck of beautiful noise. Look up Cryptopsy with Flo Manure and Lord Worm, None So Vile. Thank you. Slow, heavy, yes, I like. It's a guttural right there.
It grooves.
I think for a death metal scene, you gotta have that saliva, that wetness in your throat.
That dryness in the back?
No, that's not dryness. You think so? Why do people drink honey?
It kind of sounds like raspy, kind of. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Like, why do people drink honey? Like, right before, just coat it?
Yeah, to coat your throat. You're not supposed to smoke and drink.
I'm doing both right now. I guess I'm fucking up.
Yeah.
I personally, you don't hear it a lot with death metal, with solos, but I personally love it when, like, a death metal artist does, like, a nice-ass solo. It just puts that classicness into that fucking death metal. Yes, I used to listen to Black Sabbath when I was young. Led Zeppelin? Yes. Ramble on.
This shit still holds up like 10 years later. Over fucking 10 years later.
Yeah.
15 maybe.
You said the year. What was it? 2011?
Nah. The Summer Slaughter tour happened in 2007.
Oh.
I think this album may have come out like the year before.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I remember you introducing me to something, Incubation.
Oh, the first album?
Yeah, intestines incubation or something?
I don't know. I can't remember either right now.
That's on the one that starts with Epeth or...
No, this one's Epitaph.
Epitaph?
Yeah.
That's the second one?
This is this one, yeah, second one. The first one, I can't. I'm fucking up. I usually know these kind of things, but...
I thought you had a beautiful mind. N? Yeah. BLM. Fucker, you lying to me.
Okay, I slipped on one fucking thing. Damn.
So I'm on top of this shit.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You can't even tell me the name of it.
You know, I've been brushing my teeth with my left hand to try to, like, get my brain to, like, remember more shit. Like, I'm doing something out of the ordinary. This is kind of weird, but I heard that's how you build your brain skills. I'm trying to do shit more with my left hand to, like, oh no, use my left hand. Pretty soon, I'm gonna have
Are you actually using both left and right side of your brain?
Yeah, I can jack off with either one or two.
Yeah, so now that you use your left hand, you can use both sides of your brain.
Yeah, I can. I have such a big dick, I can almost use two hands, so it's like best of both worlds.
I don't know how you always bring it back to dicks and pussies, but. You find a way.
Yeah, they're ripping and tearing.
I know you.
Buff lugs for days.
Unbelievable. This guy is a German porn watcher, folks.
Well, we're only talking about and listening to a German band, so I thought I'd go deep. At least I don't like watch like to talk about German porn. Like, go look it up, guys. I'm not gonna even say anything because you guys probably wouldn't believe me, but you gotta look up some German porn. These fuckers are crazy, just like they're crazy with their fucking music.
I'm more into the Japanese, but it's all good, whatever you prefer, Doug. I'm not gonna judge you.
Scales for days.
I call this one the X-Men riff because it kind of sounds like the intro.
Oh yeah, it's almost like he had that violin like movement. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
sweeps.
Yeah.
Boy needs some milk.
I love milk. Don't even get me started, Joe. You already told me to shut up about the German porno, now you're talking about milk?
I said that boy need milk. I didn't say you drink after drinking.
Oh, well, you didn't say a name, so I was sorry.
Okay, that's how you pull up on a whammy bar.
He's testing that shit out.
I'm learning. Honestly, I shouldn't have put this album on. It's too fucking brutal.
Yeah. It's okay. Hope you guys like it. We try to, like, I don't want to say impress you guys, but we just want to give you a little flavor of us.
This is the shit we would normally play, like, chilling.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, there's no shows. There's no concerts. There's no comedy shows. Why can't... The thing about us doing this is, like, why can't we bring the show to you and talk about this band that, like, this is why we like it. And hopefully you guys like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, Cage Wallers listeners. I hated death metal. I fucking couldn't stand it. And Joe showed me this one song, fucking, this one artist, Six Feet Under, covering fucking Purple Haze and death metal. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? This is fucking noise. But then you start, like, getting into music. You start, like, playing instruments. I started playing drums. I was like, oh, shit. This is a noise. Like, it's actually an artwork.
Oh, these things are adding up right now.
Yeah. Everything's making sense. And, like, okay, you might like pop. You might like fucking...
dance.
Electric or whatever it is. EDM.
Country.
Whatever it is, it makes sense to you guys.
Yeah.
And this is what makes sense to us. Like, I personally don't like EDM because, hey, don't hate me, guys, but it's not real music to me.
You don't know that, though.
Oh, they're pushing buttons. They're falling around. Boop, 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 oh, oh. And like, they're doing their little shit. Get the fuck out of here.
That makes you mad.
Yeah, because it's like, they're doing the easy way out. It's like you said, oh... They don't need to go to China and buy that gong anymore. There's a button they can push.
Yeah.
Well, back in my day, we used to have to play this shit.
Back in my day, yeah. You had to go to Wuhan.
I can say that now. I have gray hair, so I can say it. I officially got one gray hair on my balls, so I can officially say back in my day.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're going side B?
We're going to side B. Gray hairs and all. We're going to be right back. We're going to flip it.
What do you call them? I call them necrophagists. What's the correct way to call them?
I think there's different pronunciations.
Well, they're German, so it depends on the
game. Well, actually, that's
on their accent.
Doesn't really matter because the name's like ancient Greek. Mm. Like, it could be necrophagist.
Necrophagist?
Necrophagist. It's ancient Greek, so it's kind of like a lost language, so who really knows?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I get called out. Necrophagist. No, it's necrophagus.
This guy, he takes a lot of his style from Chuck Schuldiner of Death.
Who's that? Like guitar player?
Yeah, the singer guitar player. He got a guitar that's like kind of like an X shape, just like him, like the old BC Rich Stealth model. That one's a classic. But yeah, like his Ibanez, they called it the Zypos.
Zypos?
Zypos. Spell that shit. Hey, I don't.
Let's listen to the solo rare.
Are you telling me to calm down, son?
Yeah. You're spinning too many facts right here.
Zyphos.
So, if you guys don't know, you're about to know. But, like, me and Joe work for this guitar manufacturer. We're not going to make name names. But I talked to the big homie at the warehouse. I'm like, hey, do you guys got any leftover Kerry King models? He's like, honestly, we probably sold like 1 to 5 a month. He's like, we really didn't sell that many. Like, it, being the fact that he was from Slayer and he's Kerry fucking King,
yeah,
no one really bought that guitar.
Yeah.
And he says, like, they got a lot of returns because it was like something stupid. And I was like, damn, man, I wonder why he left BC Rich and shit.
Hey, he's with Dean now.
He's, oh, yeah, because that
new project, I don't know, whatever they're calling it.
Me and Joe, we're going to give you a little sneak peek. And Joe says that Phil Anselmo and Kerry King are going to make their own band.
Oh, that's not. Yeah,
it's not a secret.
It's already out there.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
That's for sure. You think that's going to be good?
I hope so.
I don't really have no expectations, to be honest.
Come on, me either. Look at his other side projects, Phil Anselmo, Super Drunk. That's pretty, I like it.
Super joint's tight, but the new Super Joint's kind of meh.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of a Lamb of God-ish.
Yeah, it's too bad this guy doesn't fucking shred no more. He just became an engineer for BMW.
Yeah.
So he's just making way more money. So good for him, because honestly, let's be honest, folks, death metal can't really pay the bills.
Oh, hell no.
Even if you have your own signature guitar, kind of, and you tour,
maybe it can pay the bills.
It kind of sucks.
Maybe they can pay the bills, but they're not getting like that much.
No, he's not getting rich off of it.
Yeah, he's doing it for fun. Hey, look at the Defeated Sanity fucking drummer. Like you said, he's not sponsored.
Yeah,
he does it for fun.
Well, that shit is kind of his career, because all he does is play music.
Yeah. Well, man. It's like the same people with the games. All they do is play games and make money off of it.
But, like, think about it. Like, for example, we'll give you... I'm just going to name him, because it's Lele Gruber from Defeated Sanity.
Mm-hmm.
He's a drummer / songwriter of the group. And... I mean, when they're not touring, he's the type of guy who's like, oh, I'm going to give lessons on the side, or that's his like other main business or whatever. So it's like...
Sick bass right there.
There's certain musicians that's like, that's their full-time hustle.
Yeah, music.
And he's one of them. He can play it all.
I wish I had that time.
It's not... I don't know. He just made it his priorities. Full-time shit.
Well, you have to get paid too.
That's why he teaches music, dog.
Yeah,
it's a job. Yes. Hey, they get fucking good paid, good by the hour.
At his level.
And think about it, he's in Germany. Duh, Winnie.
Yeah.
Dude, they actually get better healthcare.
Let's not go citizens. There, Joe. Okay, everyone gets better healthcare than us.
That's true.
Thanks for rubbing it in my face. I have a toothache. I have to go get it fixed. I'm probably going to pay like fucking 2 G's.
Here, let this blast beat make you feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't make me boomerang you and put it on Instagram right now. Yeah. Sorry for the people that are like, are used to listening to like the Black Sabbath and System of a Down, but this is us stuff. Like, we're unique. We're Hey, we're multi-talented.
There'd be other albums to put on. I wasn't sure what to put on, and then so I seen that.
Yeah, we had Time Begins. This is not that brutal, but it's still brutal.
This is pretty brutal.
Yeah. Imagine if we put on that like Devourment or fucking Deeds of Flesh.
I wish I had Deeds of Flesh on vinyl.
Or Defeated Sanity.
Oh, I imagine. I got them all.
Sure, imagine if we put that. Let's go into fucking outer space right here. Show me that Tic Tac.
Hey, they said that they have fucking crafts.
Yeah?
What do you think about that?
It's another podcast, bro.
I want to talk about that Tic Tac.
Don't worry. Next one, I got you. Come down with your Tic Tac. Hey, calm down, Chad Muska.
That Rodney Mullen vote.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, don't do the leap of faith. That goes out to all the fucking Tony Hawk fucking pro skaters right there.
Low key, I want to get that game when it comes out again in September.
Oh, I know. I heard about
that. They're making a remake.
Hey, doesn't Adam know where that is? It's in San Diego, yeah? Hey, shout out to Adam right there. Doesn't he know that sick ass skate spot?
We went to another spot where it was in the end. Dude, we went to that skate spot. Honestly, it looks more fucking terrifying in person. Like, holy shit, they did this off of, or like they did that off of this. I was like, these fuckers are crazy.
Yeah, that's how big the shark is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see that shark in person, motherfucker. Honestly, that was one of those it's not a behemoth like El Toro. I don't know why we're talking about skateboarding.
Yeah. But listen to music, guys.
I'm fucking up.
That's alright.
You got me on that shark.
Go off.
On that shark tip.
I was already thinking about Jaws. And I'm not talking about the movie, guys. You guys gotta look it up, the skater Jaws. Ooh, right here. 11, please. This is a sick ass ending right here. Talented as fuck.
That was Count Chocula's.
Yeah. Brutal. I think it's too soon, but I'm gonna say it. That's almost as brutal as Mr. RTK. Rape, torture, killed.
Fuck. You're on some fucking German shit right now.
Fuck it, it's me too.
I was told since I listen to heavy metal, I must have a lot of angst.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's true.
You know, it's funny. I actually beat up some fuckers from angst. There was a band in high school. I think I was a sophomore. I was in Montebello. And yeah, fucking me and the homies got out of the car and we beat these fuckers' ass. And they're called angst. And you know what's funny? Those are the guys that got first place in the Battle of Bands that we played in. That Nirvana band?
No way.
Yeah, that was angst.
Lame.
Yeah, they beat us. We have maybe lost the war, but we won the battle. But the funny thing is, like, when we're beating them, like, Aaron, why are you fucking this up? I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm rolling with this gang right now. No joke.
Aaron, why are you beating us up?
I kind of felt bad. But, like, hey, I was rolling with I was trying to get into a gang. So, hey, no show, no mercy.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a story right there. Shout out to Menace and Lewis.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'll never forget that. He literally said, Aaron, why are you doing this to me? Because I'm rolling with this gang, motherfucker.
Fuck. Don't me too us, people, please.
Yeah. Sorry, he doesn't listen to this podcast. He hasn't been my friend since I was a sophomore.
I can't even breathe right now.
Hey, me just listening to the German metal, like, it's got me to that brutality. It's actually bringing back bad memories.
When you're doing drugs.
Yeah. I feel like Steve-O right now.
Hey, turn this shit off.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Give me that PCP. Give me that cap and stamp.
Fuck. I'm gonna throw up right now a little bit. I might throw up in my mouth. It's so sick.
I'm gonna drink a beer to that, amen. Look.
Honestly, my eardrums are getting raped and tortured right now. It's so sick.
That's a good job. Good ending. Wear those masks, ladies and gentlemen.
Wear those masks.
Yeah.
Hey, would you ever tell your lady, hey, I want to take you out, no mask?
Nah, that seems more like a side bitch right there. Like, I'm going to fuck you so hard without a mask on. And spit on that shit. Oh. No coconut oil. That's how dirty I am. You don't think I'm a risk taker? This will show you.
Oh, fuck. That sounds like pandemic porn to me.
Whatever you want to call it. Hey. To me, it's just fucking...
Is that pandemic journal German porn?
Show me some blood and then we'll call it German porn. Six scales.
Believe it or not, I once did vocals like that, but more guttural.
Can't do it anymore or what?
It takes some, you have to practice.
It's practice, son.
This is practice.
I was molded into it.
Don't fucking make me turn that button on right now.
Calm down, don't push that button.
Step back from that button, my friend. I think we're gonna get about 5 listeners on this one. Maybe if we're lucky, 7. Huh?
Don't put a curse on.
Don't put a curse on.
Don't put a bad juju. As it is, it's already almost done anyway, so.
If you're still here with us, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Go ahead, listen, like, follow.
I don't know why.
KJO is that podcast.
Honestly, I don't know why you're here, but I appreciate you being here.
Hey, we have to change the music up over here and there. Hey, hey. I know you're not much of a rap guy, but yeah, eventually, like, oh, we tried that 36 Chambers.
We tried.
Yeah, we tried. You guys didn't listen, but we didn't put it out because it fucking...
The record was bad.
Yeah, the record was bad. It didn't come out good. But eventually, all kinds of shit. That's what we are. We're the cave drawers. We go deep.
Eventually, there's going to be one. I should have put one out, but it's all right.
No, but... We can go from death metal to jazz. Eventually, you're going to hear some fucking Frank Zappa.
You're going to hear something.
Yeah. Thundercat, whatever it is. Some obscure shit.
What are your influences? They're too obscure for you. You wouldn't understand. Yeah.
I can see the shape of the body, but I can't see anything. This kind of reminds me when we used to jam out with that one house. The back house at my grandma's house.
Yeah.
Fuck. Play for days.
When did you get a back house? I don't really ever remember sounding like this, but yeah, we played.
No, we thought we sounded like this.
In our minds, yeah. We thought. And in our hearts, we believed.
Play me the AK-47.
Oh, you want Blurberry? Oh, this part? Bro, the crazy thing about that solo right there, when I saw them at this one show, I was looking around the room, like, where did that fucking sweep go? I was like, it's fucking going somewhere. Yeah, where's it going?
You.
Yeah, I'm like, where's it going? Come back. Yeah. But that show just went boom, boom, boom. Fuck, I wish I could rewind that. That shit's so sick. But
that's
I guess
happens when you're on vinyl.
I guess that was the last one. That was a good one to go out on. Well, thank you very much for listening. If you stuck around for it, we really appreciate you. And if you enjoyed it, go ahead and share that with your friends. Let them know what's up.
What's the name of the album? It's Necrophagus or Necrophagus?
Whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Necrophagus. The album is Epita. And that was what was going on with us tonight. We're feeling a little brutal. We heard that new Defeated came out. We listened to it. That shit was brutal too. It almost came out here, but it's all good.
Another day, another night.
Another day, another vinyl, warp vinyl session. So we also got a regular podcast too, where you and I just talk and bullshit with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also sometimes have guests, but right now guests, they're banned until 2021. Can't have none.
Maybe 2022.
Maybe 2022.
Yeah,
basically.
Who knows? Yeah, but we got this new board, so we got phone calls coming in.
Yeah, that's true.
We can do phone calls.
That's true.
If you guys want to call in with your questions, fucking go ahead and hit us up, or just to fucking talk and be in the podcast.
For sure. Well, we're gonna go ahead and end this here. Again, we hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.